I didn't really set out to take this picture, but I'm really glad I got it. What I originally set out to do, if you look on the blog, you'll see a picture of a mushroom. It's the same mushroom, in fact, and it's kind of closed up. And I originally set out to take a picture of the mushroom when I first saw it, which was, I think, it was a Thursday at work, maybe in early September. And I saw this mushroom, and it had just emerged from the ground, and it was a rainy, overcast day. And I thought, man, that'd be a really cool picture to take because the lighting's so good, and it's just one lonely mushroom among all the rest of this of these wood chips on the ground. And I specifically framed the original with this tree behind it, so you could see this bright white mushroom with this nice dark tree contrasting behind it. And I was pretty happy with the original. I thought, man, maybe that would make a good weekly 50 picture. And then I came to work the next day, so I would say maybe, I don't know, it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon when I took the original, and then it was 7 o'clock the next day, so not even a full 24 hours had passed. And I come to work, and the same mushroom is still there, except it had opened up, and it had changed so much just in that short amount of time. I thought, you know, I got to get a picture of this mushroom again. So I did. I tried to recreate the exact same photo. I put my camera in what I thought was the same spot and framed it with a tree behind it, and then the sun came up and this nice glow came over everything. And you can see in this revised picture, it totally transforms the look of not just the mushroom, but the entire composition. It's got this nice warm glow, and there's this backlighting on the mushroom, and it's got this rim lighting on the top left, and the stalk of the mushroom is kind of glowing from the left-hand side. And even the background, you see this nice collection of yellow bokeh balls or whatever it's called. I don't even know what's causing it. Maybe it's street light or something, or maybe light, the sunlight coming through a tree. I don't know what, but just the idea that the same picture could be transformed so much just by adjusting the time of day. I know that you could obviously do that. Like, I get that the shadows are different, the lights can be different, but it was fun to see an example of that take place right before my very eyes, and in a way that I never really expected. I didn't intend to go to work that next day on Friday then taking a picture of the mushroom with the sunrise. I just went to work, and then I saw this, and it really struck me at how much things were different. And then I actually went and visited the mushroom later on in the day, about 24 hours after the original. I think it was about 2 o'clock. I went and walked past the mushroom again. And you might think this is making a lot of fuss over just a mushroom, but I thought it was kind of cool to do this. So I walked past the same mushroom, and it was withered, and it was drying up. And it was so cool that within the span of 24 hours, this thing had emerged from the ground and then spread out and then died. And I kind of got to capture two little slices of life for this little mushroom here. I shot this using live view. I had to put my camera on the ground here. I almost said floor. And I didn't have my D750. It was my D7100. And so the screen didn't flip up. But I was able to look down at the screen and compose the picture. I normally don't use live view, but for something like this, it came in really handy. And I shot at F4 because any wider than that, like F2.8 or even 1.8, the depth of field would have been out of control. Even here at F4, I was so close to the subject. We only have like an inch or maybe 2 inches of depth of field here. And I focused right on the rim of the mushroom, on the part that's closest to you that you can see here. And even then, the top of the mushroom is a little out of focus, and the center stalk is out of focus. So there's very little depth of field, even shooting at F4, which goes to show if you have a kit lens and you want to get photos like this, you can. Just put yourself really close to your subject and make sure there's a lot of distance between your subject and the background, and you don't necessarily need a wide aperture to do it. So anyway, it was a fun little experiment. And if you're listening to this and you want to try and do something different with your own photography, take something that you have that's common in every day and you've seen it 100 times and visit it at a different time of day, maybe in the morning or at sunset or even at midnight, and see how it changes, and maybe use that to take a different photo of something relatively every day and what otherwise might be kind of boring, and see what happens.